Last time, on the usual time.
Luna, tell Hoyt. Luna, tell Hoyt what I did.
This guy hates us.
For some reason, everything seems to go to shit around you people.
You see the tragic fall of a smile.
Hey you, go check that out.
Blue light coming your way, baby.
You throw your hands together and utter whatever incantation conjures this tidal wave of force that emanates from your hands, and you blow this guy back 10 feet against this embankment, and he hits his head on the back of it and just slumps down dead.
Give up now, we have your friend. I have a proposition for you and your friends. I will let this human go. If you will agree to take him out for me, I will give you this human back.
Where's the dwarf?
I don't know what Clark did with the dwarf.
Is he a goblin like yourself?
A goblin? No, Clark is a bugbear. Kill him, Ripper!
Clark would see that his pet wolf had just downed you, and he'd be like,
Alright, Ripper, you got him!
As you crest the stairs, Clark will turn to you and say,
Another one! Would you like to meet your end at Ripper's hand, too?
I gotta say, that's not on my list of things to do today. I didn't expect to be crawling around this cave all afternoon.
What, you don't like my cave?
It's just a little bit dark for me. Dark and damp.
Dark and damp is good for caves.
You're absolutely right. It's a fine cave you have here, Clark.
I'm glad you like my cave. Ripper, he likes the cave.
At this point, I think I'm going to walk up and see what's happening. Okay.
So you'll crest the top of the stairs and Clark will say, Oh, there's another one. Do you like my cave, good sir?
This guy's so nice. Why did you throw a dagger at him?
I look at him and I look over at Luna. I'm like, yeah, it's all right. You know. Some nice things.
Yes, Clark has a good cave. So,
are you Clark?
Yes, Clark is me.
Okay. Hi.
Well, you see here, Clark, we came to your humble cave we're looking for someone here. Do you perhaps have a short little stubby man with a beard?
Short stubby man with a beard. We got lots of goblins.
How about some dwarves?
Dwarves. Are those the short stubby people with beards?
There it is! I put like he came up with it himself.
Yeah.
That's it!
I knew it! I knew that's what dwarves were. We don't have any of those anymore.
What? Anymore? Oh. What happened to the one that ones or one that you did have?
We had one. We don't anymore.
What happened to Mrs. Dwarf Furry Beard?
It was a man dwarf, as far as I know. I don't really do too well with these things, however. We gave him away. Must have been this many days ago. He holds up five fingers.
Yeah, I gotta say, you are much more delightful to speak to than some of these other goblins running around here. They've been trying to attack us all day. It's been quite a mess. How about this? Since you seem like you're a businessman, selling people and all that fun stuff.
What do you have to offer for Clark?
How about I give you some fun information And in return, you tell me where, who you gave this dwarf to and kind of where they were headed. And if it's really good information, I'm wondering if you could also give me any humans that you have alive in the cave as well. If it's really, it might be really good.
I see. So you'd like to strike a bargain, is what you're saying.
Oh.
Dormammu?
Yeah, yeah. I'm here to bargain.
It just so happens I do have a human here in my cave. He's over on the other side being guarded by my dear friend Yimik.
Yimik.
I gasp.
Is he kind of...
I gasp audibly.
Is Yimik a taller sort of goblin? Taller than your average goblin.
Yimik, yes, you might say that he's a little taller than the rest of these tiny fellows.
Ah, yes, indeed. Well, if I were to tell you some information about Yimik that you thought good to know, would you give me what I asked for, the information about the short, stubbly dwarf hairy man, and maybe let us take that human off your hands?
I really don't know that that's a good trade for Clark. I'm pretty sure one of your friends just tried to kill me.
Well, he is a little bit short himself, don't you say?
he is slight of stature, that's for sure.
What if I said that the information I had could save your life? I bet Clark values his life.
My life, you say? Why, yes. I've already had Ripper save my life. What else do I need?
Well, Yimik, Mr. Tall Goblin, actually sent us in here to kill you, and he said that he would give us this human if we did. Now, I don't know this human, but I'd sure like to bring him out of here, and since you got this guy trying to kill you, maybe that would be enough to strike this bargain?
Yimik's trying to kill me, you say? I don't know that I believe you. Allow me, please, just a moment to call Yimik in here. He turns to his wolf and says, Ripper, go fetch Yimik. And Ripper takes off down the path.
As
happening, Clark says, So, about your friend who tried to kill me, I want to kill him.
I look at him and I'm like, I did not give him those daggers. He took them from me, I swear. I wasn't even conscious.
You see, he was also led on by this Yimik fellow. He seems like a bad hombre. Not someone I would like to employ.
Can I get a persuasion check?
Ooh, persuasion is my specialty. That's a big old 21.
He believes you. Maybe he had lied to him to make him aggressive. We'll say that Yimik is on his way back now with the wolf. And Yimik will see Hoyt dead on the ground. And scoff, and he'll come up the steps, and the wolf will assume its normal position next to the fire. Yimik will see Clark and see you guys standing there and say, oh, what the fuck? And he'll immediately rush at Clark.
It's so dumb.
Gavin's is dumb.
Okay, he'll take a swing at Clark and miss completely. Clark will take a swing back at Yimik with his club. That will also miss. You guys' initiative.
Nat 20.
17.
Okay, so Shadow, you're first. You saw Yimik run into the room and rush at Clark. They both took a swing at each other and missed. aside from the people in the room, you'll notice that the far end of the room is just stacked with supplies. The majority of them have this blue crest shaped like a shield and the head of a lion in yellow on the crest.
Can I recognize
on it? The majority of the crates and sacks.
I'm just going to sort of skirt the fight and then just like
look at the stuff.
Okay.
Very interested, but also like distracted because there's a fight.
Because there's a fight going on. So this stuff with the lion shield crest on it, it's a lot of crates and like large sacks. If you're rooting around in there, you would see behind some of it there is a treasure chest that is open, and it's got quite a large amount of copper that you can see in it, and two vials, and that's about all you can make out sitting on the top of it.
Okay, end my turn.
Okay. That'll be Luna.
All right. And I'm going to be like, see what I said? And then I'm going to pull up my hand, crossbow, and fire an arrow at him. That will be 14. Plus proficiency, 16.
16 hits.
And that is 3 damages. 3 whopping damages.
All right.
I rolled a one.
He lets out a cry of pain, but is fine for the most part. Clarg's turn. He's going to take another swing with his club that will miss again. He's just not Clarg's day today. He'll end his turn. It'll be the wolf's turn. The wolf will will chomp into Emic's leg from behind for 9 damage.
Wow. That's a bad wolf.
Damn. And that will do it for Emic. He'll cry out in pain, and unfortunately for him, a main artery was sliced, and he collapses on the floor and begins to bleed out. That'll put you out of turn-based. He'll say, I hate you, Clarg, and die.
That slays. He's shit at dying.
Clarg will say, you just can't trust goblins these days, it seems like. And he'll pick this one up and bring it over to that like shaft you had seen him throwing one down before, and throw this one down behind it. And you'll hear some ravenous wolf at the bottom go to town.
I look behind me. I watch him do that, and I put the vials in my pocket.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sleight of hand.
21.
Okay, yeah, you're pretty confident he hasn't seen
you. See, I told you. He's a bad hombre.
Well, I can see that you were telling the truth, and Clarg rewards those that are good to Clarg. He'll make his way over to the crates that are on the floor on the other side of the room and see Shadow rooting around and say, what are you doing, cat?
I look at him and I'm like, excuse me?
Clarg wants to know what you're doing with Clarg's things.
I'm not a cat. Do I look like a cat to you? I'm standing up on 2 legs.
You have pointy ears and sharp teeth and really slitted eyes. You look like a cat to Clarg.
I don't even know what, like, I can't form words at this point.
Oh, Shadow, could you check on Hoyt? I think that he needs someone to check on him.
Fine, and I just stomp off.
As he stomps off, I'll approach Clarg and I'll be like kind of playfully like cats, but silent, like quietly. So
okay, Clarg will reach his little treasure hoard and begin rooting around, and he'll pull out this frog statue and bring it over to you and give it to you. It's tiny. You could easily fit it in your pocket. You can have this from Clarg. Not made by Clarg. Clarg isn't that good at making things. But, yeah, so it's a jade statue with gold eyes, and it's worth 40 gold points.
Fuck yeah! I'm going to put that in my pack. And I'm going to say thank you. It's been a pleasure after dealing with his folk, and I kind of point down in the direction that he threw Yemek. And I'm going to ask, so would you happen to have any information about that dwarf that you may have sold?
The dwarf? What's a dwarf? Dwarf, is that the short thing with the beard?
Yes, the short bearded man. Red hair?
Yeah. We'll go red hair because that's what I'm imagining.
Glass.
Oh, we had one of those here.
Where did you sell him to?
Well, I didn't sell him to anybody. My employer requested that we kidnap and relocate him.
Ah, and who's your employer, per se? Maybe we could buy this dwarf man. I want to see him dance.
You know this lovely lot of goblins that are under my employ?
Aye.
They're called the Cragmaw Clan, and their leader is a kind old fellow named King Groll.
What a fine clan it is.
Yes, suiting, it will be mine someday.
Suiting as it's such a fine cave.
Thank you. I like my cave. I'm glad to hear it.
Love it. Love what you've done with the place.
I'll go kill your friend now.
No, but before we go ahead and do that, what if I wanted to have an audience with this King Dave Grohl, how would I reach out to him? Does he have a phone number?
Oh, you won't find him very easily. You'd have to find Cragmaw Castle. Good luck with that. I don't know where it is.
Oh, but you're employed by him, but you don't know where the castle is?
I don't leave my cave frequently. I have other people to do that for me, or had.
It's so hard to find good help these days.
Yes, I kill your friend now.
How heavy is Hoyt?
Let's see, I'm not yet 20. I don't know, we'll put it at like about 187.
Damn.
What are you, like 5'5", and you're 187?
Shut your hole, Wing Chun.
All right.
You didn't. Stocky, get over it.
Can I try to lift him? I mean,
give me a strength check.
Okay. 15?
You met my minimum.
Ah!
Yeah, so you're able to lift him up.
I'm gonna sneak my way out of the cave.
Okay. You can do
I'm
that.
I'm gonna go the way, not the bridge way, but the long way.
You approach the exit, and you can still hear wolves chained up and barking in the chamber next to the entrance.
Well, I guess if he's going to say that, I'm going to be like, well, if that's what you'd like to do, I'm just going to go collect my human, and I'll be on my way.
Oh, sure. I kill your friend now.
Sure, have at it. And I'll just kind of walk ahead of him.
Okay. Clarg will tell Ripper, go kill him. And, Ripper will take off down the stairs and then,
oh God,
apparently not see Hoyt, but will pick up his scent and start going down the stairs. Not rushing, really. He's, you know, nose to the ground, sniffing out where Hoyt went.
This Giga Wolf is going to have his way with some corpses pretty soon, I think.
Clarg will go back to his business. He's kind of wounded, so he might make for his treasure chest and reach for a potion and find that it's not there.
Of course he does. How far away am I?
far away enough that you can still hear my potion. From behind you, you would hear Clark trotting up and say, excuse me, have you seen my potions?
Well, no, I only have this little frog that you gave me here.
Hmm.
If I had some potions, I would have taken them myself.
I don't feel great. I've got an injury. I'd want my potions back, please.
Well, sorry, I don't have them.
Where are your friends?
I'll, like, rub my chin a little bit and look up and be like, I think that the dog ran after him? Your wolf friend? He probably can show you where they are.
Ripper, kill him! So he jumps down and, like, he misses his footing and just falls face first. He gets back up. You guys would probably see Ripper coming after you at this point, and I'll need initiative rolls from both of, well, I guess all of you.
I got a unnatural 20.
Ha-ha! 21.
It is your turn, Shadow.
How far away would you say this creature is from me?
20 feet.
Ooh, okay. I start running. I run straight in the same direction that the dog is running, so I just run straight away from it. Now I'm going to use my feline agility.
Okay. You certainly do that. Can I get... Let's do an athletics check for the fact that you're carrying this 185-pound hoit over your shoulder.
87.
87 is fat as hell.
Pound hoit.
Okay. 10.
You're running along. You definitely get the distance you want, but as you cross the stream, you, like, catch your paw on a rock, and it throws you off balance, and Hoyt slips off your shoulder into the water.
I'm wetting
and
him, God damn it.
Do you keep running?
I want to pick him up.
Yeah, let's have you do another strength check.
Okay. That would be a 13.
You're struggling to pick him up, and unfortunately, he's just so wet, his cloak and other garments have become much heavier, and you can't wrestle him up over your shoulder again, but you're able to prop his head up above water.
Okay, can I drag him across down to dry land with the rest of my movement?
You're close enough to the edge that you could get him safely on the land by dragging him.
Okay, since I'm out of actions, I'm going to interpose myself between him and what I would assume is an oncoming wolf and, like, take an intimidating pose.
Okay, you can do that. End of turn?
End turn.
Luna, it's your turn.
I want to say, oh, Clark, I think I remembered Yimik talking about taking your potions earlier, and he said... He mentioned he'd give them to us if we help kill you. You might want to check him.
Yeah, that'll be a persuasion check.
All right. That is 19.
Oh, that makes sense. That sniveling wretch.
But
still, where are my potions?
Well, I mean, the first place I would check is probably on Yimik. Maybe he had them, or maybe one of his goblin friends that he was with in the other room had them.
So Clark would, at this, probably turn around, hightail it back up the stairs, and head towards Yimik. Wolfie's turn. So, let's see, I said he was 20 feet from you. He'll move his full distance. He's now basically just across the stream, growling at you, Shadow. So you got about 10 feet between you and the dog. And it is your turn. What do you want to do?
I want to use the cantrip message and impersonate Clark's voice and say to the wolf that he needs to come back to him. Like, come back here.
I'm going
to
make you roll a performance check.
Okay, so I'm going to be pointing my finger at him. Uh-huh. But I want it to look like I'm pointing it above him.
Okay.
And, like, I'm trying to...
Get him to look
back. Get him to turn around and be like,
come back, Ripper!
Come back, Ripper.
Okay.
That's my, that would be it. That'll be an 18.
Okay, yeah, you nail it.
Holy shit.
I can't believe that worked.
We're doing so well with our deceiving today.
Is that all you want to do on your turn?
I will also acquire a shocked look on my face.
Luna?
Oh.
I'm going to use my action to dash, like, in the direction out of the cave, see if I can't catch up to these guys before. What I imagine is this wolf just gnawing on them by now.
Okay.
I'm very fast.
Yeah, you can use your dash. You would get about to where Clark fell.
That's fine.
And you would probably pass him as he's going back up the stairs.
Oh, okay. If I'm going to pass him, then I'd be like, I'm going to go ahead and check on those other goblin friends he had with them, too. They may have been the perpetrators. I'll let you know what I find.
Clark, in a moment of clarity, would say, But the other goblins are up the other way. You're going the wrong direction. He would start heading towards you instead. he's a ways off behind you now, like 10 feet or so, and he's got his club raised, but he can't quite reach you, and he's probably not going to attack you just yet. So that's all he's going to do. The wolf will turn back into the cave and try to go back towards its master, who it apparently heard call out to it. And it'll get about far enough to pin you 10 feet between the wolf and Clark on either side, Luna.
Great.
Shadow.
I look at Hoyt and I try to like wake his ass up because I can't carry his fat body anymore.
Ouch, hurtful.
Okay. Well, you would be aware that you are in possession of 2 potions of healing, and I assume being a magic user, you would understand how those work.
Okay. Look at the potions and I'm like, oh gosh. Yeah, I guess I should give it to him. I give him a potion.
The color rushes back to his skin, and he gasps for air and is conscious. Luna, your turn. You've got a wolf now that you would have seen coming up in front of you. Turn around, and you see Clark behind you by about 10 feet as well.
Can I use a dash action to try and would I be able to, like, do an acrobatic check to see if I can, like, jump over the wolf?
I won't let you use a dash action, but I will let you do an acrobatics check as your action to try and, we'll just say you like, disengage it, but you can make it cool if you want.
All right, Devin, yeah, I'll roll for how cool it is.
But if you fuck up, I'm going to make you take damage.
Yeah, that's a 15 plus 17.
Okay, yeah, you see the wolf and you take a quick running start and you jump up and maybe like kick your left foot off the rock wall over top of it and jump right over the wolf.
Ta-da! And I'm going to run as far as I can to try and get out the cave and probably, if nothing else, head back in the direction that I think that we came from.
You're following what you know to be the route to the exit. You can make it to just short of the mouth of the cave.
All right, end turn.
Hoyt, you are awake. You see a shadow probably crouched down over you with a vial.
So I flail and sputter and choke, and then I look around, and I look at him, and I say, did we win? End turn.
All right, at the sight of you running, basically, Luna, Clark would be like, Well, that's enough of that. We're just going to kill you all, and I'll take my potions back when I find them. And he says, Ripper, get her!
That's rude!
And he tries to reach you. He'll be short by 10 feet still. And end his turn. Ripper, however, will catch up to you and take a bite. And will miss completely. And,
yes!
He'll actually slip and fall into the riverbed. And you hear a crunch sound, and his neck breaks, and he dies.
What? Are you kidding me? That's so awesome.
Yeah, I crit failed that one.
breaks his own neck.
Shadow, you have a Hoyt sputtering in your arms.
I pat him on the back, probably a little too hard, and I'm like, we didn't win. And then I drink the other potion.
Okay. You heal for 10 health. So while you're doing all that, you probably would have just heard Clarg as he screamed for Ripper to get Luna.
Oh. I told you. And I book it back into the cave.
Okay. You can full get... movement. Yep. You can get to the entrance with your full movement, and you'll run into a Luna who is booking it out of the cave. To your left, you'll see a wolf corpse with a extremely bent neck. And behind Luna is a very enraged-looking Clarg that has a club wielded above his head with two hands waving it madly. Luna, it's your turn.
Is it possible? Can I draw my hand crossbow and take a shot at Clarg?
Sure.
All right, I'll do that. 19 total.
19 will hit.
That would be 8 damages.
Clarg's not looking so hot.
I like it.
He's really bleeding. He's taken a bunch of injuries over the last half hour or so.
And, Hoyt.
Your turn.
All right. I take off full dash in the direction of Clark's voice.
Okay.
Probably just scream something like, where's Gundren?
Okay.
Ah! I'm still running. I imagine that I'm in mid-stride while I do this.
All right, Clarg sees his beloved wolf, Ripper, go down and screams, no, Ripper! And lunges for Luna with his club and misses completely.
Yes!
That's the end of his turn. It's back to your turn, Shadow. What do you want to do?
I'm going to equip my quarterstaff and move to make a two-handed strike at him.
Okay.
And that would be an 11.
11 misses.
Darn. And I end my turn.
Okay. Luna, what do you want to do?
I see this, and now since he's within striking range of me, I'm actually going to like set down my crossbow and lantern and pull up my main dagger, and I'm going to run and do like a two-handed, like... just fucking jump and try and like bring the dagger down on him.
Damn it, you stole my mind. I'm so angry right now.
So that will be 14.
14 will miss.
Oh, no. And that means that I will end my turn.
Okay. Hoyt, you see everybody just swinging and missing. Nobody can hit shit. Apparently it's a little too dark or something. Clarg takes a swing at Luna and misses. Shadow pokes around her with his quarterstaff and misses. And then you see Luna take a swing with her dagger, and she just somehow cannot hit this giant creature that's right behind her. What do you want to do?
I'm still sprinting from my last turn.
You and have people like right in front of you. If you continue sprinting, it's going to be directly.
Oh, no. I'm carrying on from my last turn.
Okay.
Yeah. With a dagger in each hand, I want to like
long jump into this motherfucker, and I am specifically looking to plant one dagger in like each shoulder so as to miss any vitals that might actually make him, in what I would think, die.
You want to do non-lethal damage.
Essentially, yeah. So think of it like flying Superman punch, but with daggers in both hands.
Yeah, that's fine. Roll for damage.
Well, should I roll attack first?
roll for attack.
Okay. First one's going to miss really bad.
Is it a one?
No, not that bad.
Okay.
No, I already did that scene.
That's fine. You're carrying on the group tradition.
Right. But my second swing, I don't know, they're simultaneous strikes, so I don't know how that works exactly, is going to be a 17.
17 will hit.
6 damage from the weapon, and then an additional 4 from my sneak attack.
He's down. Okay, so you'll have about 2 turns each to do what you want. So go ahead and take those pseudo turn-based right now. Shadow, and then is there anything you want to do now that you see Hoyt take this guy out?
Yeah, I want to be like, Hoyt, that was awesome!
Okay.
And I'm going to sheave my quarterstaff and run up to, like, hug Hoyt.
Luna, while that's going on, anything you want to do?
This guy is—he's got to die. Are you gonna do it, or should I?
Okay, Hoyt.
Probably just yell, "Where's Gundren?" I'd repeat it and yell it at them now.
All right.
Can I talk out of turn?
No, because this yelling draws the attention of the last 2 goblins that were standing guard over this human prisoner that they've now abandoned, and they.
Ow.
They show up on the bridge and look down and see Hoyt over Clark just screaming his brains out, and they don't know what to do exactly. They draw some bows and say, what have you done to Clark?
Oh.
And they'll end their pseudo turn here. I'll put it back at Shadow.
So I was running up to hug Hoyt. And now I heard them, and now I'm going to keep running to get to a comfortable range to make an attack with a thrown out dagger.
Okay.
And that is a 17.
Yep, that'll hit one of them.
Yay, max damage, 7 damage.
You plant this dagger squarely between the eyes of one of these goblins, and it falls over dead.
If anybody could see my face, they would be like I kind of recoil as I do that because it's a little bit too brutal. I didn't mean to hit him that hard.
Okay.
Like if you were paying attention, you'd see my ears go back like, oh.
Ooh, that was
bad. Then I get, how much further would you say I can run?
You can get under the bridge.
Okay, I'm going to just do that.
Luna, it's your turn.
How many goblins are there in this damn cave? And I would shoot an Eldritch Blast in that direction, hoping that I hit it.
Okay.
So, let's do it up. Ooh, that was a good one. The first roll was a 16, but the second roll was a 3.
You swing and a miss. Anything else?
No, that should be about it.
Wait.
Oh, is it worth attacking when I'm just still power-up yelling at this guy?
I don't know that you would have even noticed because you were in full rage mode.
All right, perfect. Then no, I'm not even going to attack because I'm still just yelling at this guy's unconscious face with a dagger clutched in his shoulder. And I drop the free dagger that I missed with to have both hands on this, just pushing down with all of my might against the ground. Enter.
The remaining goblin would say,
I give up. You guys killed all of my friends and my boss.
and you're out of turn-based.
Shadow, go collect the little one, will you? And I'll turn to Hoyt and finally address his question. So you were out for a while there. We had quite a lengthy conversation with this thing here. It sounds like he is actually is middle management. His boss actually, he was ordered to kidnap Gundren and take him to a place called Cragmaw Castle, a place where even this thing doesn't know the location of. So I'm not sure if there's any more information that he can give us.
I will kind of come out of this pseudo-rage that came over me, and I stop and I hear what Luna says, and I'm done screaming now, just to clarify that. And I'm going to let go of the dagger, leave it in his shoulder, and kind of just fall back onto my butt and kind of just push myself, I don't know, about 5 feet away. And I kind of am just sitting there staring at my hands and I'm silent.
Okay. Can I book it around the bridge?
Yeah, you're able to get up to the bridge.
Okay, is that goblin still there?
He is. He has dropped all of his weapons and his hands are above his head and he probably appears to have pissed himself.
Oh, I crinkle my nose and I'm like, I grab him by the hand. Is he really light?
Yeah, you being as tall as you are and him being as small as he is would be able to basically just ragdoll him.
I want to throw him to, to Luna and Hoyt, but I want to accidentally throw him over them too far.
I don't know if we can throw that far.
A strength check for that.
That's a 13.
You are able to pick him up and you throw him, and it kind of just like he's tossed over the side of the bridge and just falls down like about 10 feet from where you threw him.
Okay. I was like, here you go.
And he's just screaming, I said I surrender.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell them that I was like, here you go. And then, I go see if there's more of them.
You don't find anybody other than the unconscious human.
What does he look like?
Beat to shit. He is an older male human, roughly 50 years old, but you probably wouldn't realize that. What are you guys doing while he's doing that?
I like to back it forward.
Sorry, you got a goblin that, yeah, just came falling down over the side of the bridge, screaming that it surrendered. And it lands pretty hard on the floor. It's not dead, but it's groaning when it gets up.
I'm going to be like, hello there, Mr. Was it Jerry or Larry or...
No, my name's Perry. What do you want?
God damn it. Perry, you should have said like, no, my name's Bob.
Perry, could I have you come over here for a moment?
Certainly, just don't throw me again.
I promise I will not throw you.
What do you want? Why did you kill Clark?
When he gets here, I'm going to be like, oh, Clark, he's not dead. He's just very, very, very wounded.
Oh, thank God. I wanted us to kill him, but I always thought he was kind of a good guy.
I would have reacted at this point at hearing that he wasn't dead, because I definitely assumed that I killed him. I'm like, he's not dead?
And then I'm going to be like, he was a good guy, and take my dagger and drive it into his head.
Damn.
Okay.
So I was already white as a ghost, and now I'm where in his head? Be specific.
Side of his temple.
Ooh. What happens? Like, are you just stabbing it and leaving it there? Or are you drawing it forth? Like, I need to know if I'm seeing viscera come out of his socket.
This is entirely on you. He's completely not on guard. You're basically attacking a training dummy at this point.
Okay, I just so you stick tell it me. Down. I already had my dagger drawn. I stuck it down and then left it in there.
Okay, you left it there, so I'm not seeing fountains. I probably throw up in my mouth.
So I'm clear, you killed Clark?
No, Oh, you killed Clark? I thought you were killing the goblin.
No.
Oh, no, I was killing Clark.
Okay. Either way, fine.
Damn.
Basically the drive to intimidate this last goblin, so if there's any information that he can give us. And then after that, I'm going to say, yeah, he was a bit of a dullard, but as for you, do you know where this Cragmaw Castle is?
Cragmaw Castle? No, I think that's where Clark used to send Harry and Larry.
I mutter myself, of course. Well, how about this? Why don't you leave and probably not return? I think that'd be best for you right now.
I will do whatever you say as long as I don't die.
Run along now.
He leaves hurriedly.
I'm going to remove the dagger.
I spew.
All right, that happens.
I make sure that all the blood and stuff is off of it, and I'll sheathe that. And
can I be walking back with this? Right, can I carry this human?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I guess you take out the dagger and there's puking, and then if you looked back up the tunnel, you'd see me crossing the bridge with a human over my shoulder as I see old boy vomiting.
Yeah, what he said.
That's pretty gross. And then I guess I'll walk up eventually.
Okay.
I just gave you that potion.
Potions? So that's what got this guy all worked up. We were in the clear of getting out of here until he started yelling, hooting and hollering about some potions that were missing. And then I turned my head and do like the Stewie Griffin, like twist my head and be like, Shadow? What? Did you take the potions?
Well, yeah.
Why not?
They're not rare.
Well, I guess I'm going to be like, well, I guess good call on that. We're all alive, so except for this one. Man, point. I motion to Clark, and like,
nice. I drop the human at my feet. I drop the human at my feet.
I'm slightly aghast, and I'm gonna look at Shadow and be like, "Nice? What's nice about this?"
So this human, as I told Shadow, you guys would see is not elderly, but probably in his late 40s, early 50s, gray hair. Clean shaven, well,
I hate him.
You would assume probably would have been clean shaven before all of this. But he has no armor, he's in his skivvies, and he's beat to shit.
We should probably wake this guy up, huh? Maybe he knows where this Cragmaw Castle is.
I'm going to look at Shadow and be like, give him the potion.
Well, I don't have any left. I had one too, you know. And I'd sort of like, I push the human's face in the water and just like, and take it out real quick. Did that work?
No.
I'm like, well, I don't have, I'm out of ideas.
Don't think I have a medical kit on this character.
If it's anything more than a paper cut or splinter, I'm useless.
I don't have anything specific.
For sake of moving things forward, I'll say you guys can stabilize him and give him some time. You would know that he'd probably wake up if given time.
I'm like, well, we can't just wait here.
Should we go back to the road?
I don't know how you can do this.
What?
I gesture around and I just say this. And then I point at Clark and I'm like, that was a someone.
Well, yeah, but he was going to kill us.
No, he was down. She said he was alive but unconscious. Why? And I just... I drop the daggers in the stream before me, and I take my hands out of the stream, and they're still kind of a little bloody, but I just put them up on my forehead. I'm, like, pushing my hair back, and the blood's just, like, kind of going into my onto my face. I'm just like, I don't understand.
I don't know, man. You gotta be tough.
While this is happening, you hear this guy sputter to life and say, What's happening?
Hey, guy!
Who are you? And what's happening?
I'll stick, like, my face up, like, in the movies where, like, he, like, opens his eyes and, like, my face is, like, right there, like, blinking at him. Be like, yep, he's alive, he's awake.
You aren't goblins? What? Who are you?
I get into his personal space and I look at him eye to eye. I'm like, are you friends with Gundren?